The next section on your progress note is the respond section. In this section, you want to include a few items. First is the progress or lack of progress towards the goal written on top of the progress note. So this is where we want to get a sense of how the client is doing with the goal identified by providing, if possible, a measurement. So for example, if the goal is to reduce isolation from 7 times a week to 3 times a week, has the client left their home? And if so, how many times? Have they engaged in social activities? And if so, how often? Next, you have the response to the interventions provided by the staff. So here, basically, we want to get a sense or overall response of the client during the session. Were they receptive? Were they engaged? Or were they even resistant? Were they lashing out or making negative statements throughout the session? Does the client refuse to deny that they have any issues with substance use and refuse to recognize how he uses drinking as a way to cope? And then you have the functional impairment that the client continues to experience in at least one life area that is also the focus of the interventions provided by the staff. What's important here to remember is that a blanket statement of a functional impairment would not truly reflect if our interventions are helping our client make progress in treatment. The purpose of identifying the functional impairment is to really justify why the client continues to need services. What life area is still impaired? And the interventions provided by the staff should be interventions that will help with those impairments. There should be a connection between the service we provide and the functional impairment identified on that note.